Now, what I want you to see here is really important. Nothing can stop us from reflecting His love in the world but us. There's no government that can stop you from loving. There is no rejecting culture that can stop you from loving. In fact, it only heightens the opportunity for you to love. But if you refuse to do so, then you are rejecting the wisdom and logic of the gospel. And you are not reflecting the love of Christ in the world. Suffering, we look out at others and try to figure out who we can bless. Suffering is an opportunity to love, because when we are others focused in the midst of our own pain, it's a powerful testimony to the gospel. Suffering, stoop down lower on behalf of others. But the only way you're going to do this is if that's your aim. It must be your aim. You see, when you think about loving your enemies, the only way you're going to do that is if that's your aim. Because if you're compelled by the holy knowing categories that Jesus gave us, that the cross was a part of a larger story of triumph, and that you're in my suffering and difficulty, and you're in my facing the enemies around us who might not like us for the things we believe, and we commit to loving them anyway. The reason we can love them anyway is because there's a larger story that it fits into. And God promises that He will bless all of His own to the very end. And no matter how much you're rejected by somebody in the world, Jesus says that He loves His own to the uttermost. The things that we say are keeping us from loving others are the very opportunities that God has given us to love others. We must repent and do it. But you can't do it if your aim is not to suffer. If your aim is not to suffer and you suffer, then that's all you can think about. You can't do it if your aim is never to have an enemy. Because if your aim is never to have an enemy and you do have an enemy, that's all you can think about. If your aim is not to suffer and you suffer, you're marked by self-pity. If your aim is never to have an enemy and you have an enemy, you're marked by self-pity. If your aim is Christ and the love of Christ, then suffering fits into that story. And that story says that suffering doesn't keep us from loving. Suffering is the very pathway to accomplish loving. If your aim is Christ and reflecting the love of Christ, that story tells us that loving our enemies is a part of what God is doing in the world to accomplish His purposes. Now, we tell our enemies the truth, and whether they obey it or not, we love them anyway. Because we know that the judgment in the end is not ours, it is the Lord's, and the Lord will make all things right. Let me put it really simply. Nothing can stop you from loving and reflecting the love of Christ in the world, but you.